This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
7:31 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You see what he's doing here?
What?
He's playing legs coming in. And
I thought this was a sharp-dressed man.
Oh, I was. I'm sorry.
Sharp-dressed man, isn't it?
I thought you were going with the other
Come
one.
Well, this is Jimmy Garvin's song, man.
You don't know.
I know. No. How do you not know ZZ Top?
I know ZZ Top.
You evidently you don't?
I do. I messed up. evidently you don't. You don't know ZZ Top. Their drummer was white. Hell, all the band members were white. We talked about this yesterday. Frank Beard, the drummer, the only one without a beard.
They're not white. It's a difference.
Billy Gibbons.
There's a difference. Mm. Andrew Kittredge last year for the St. Louis Cardinals in 74 games. The man pitched 74 games at the age of 34. He was 5-5. Nobody cares about that. 2.80 ERA, one of his career's best. He also had a 1.88 ERA several years ago, but 2.80 is pretty good for him. 70 innings. In those 70 innings, he had 67 strikeouts. He gave up fewer hits than innings pitch. He was coming here to be the guy. 1.1 whip. ERA plus is 150, Jeremy. 150. Jeez. That's all great numbers, but I don't know when he's coming back.
Yeah, like I don't like when we hear, well, you don't like hearing anywhere you bend injury, right? Knee, right. Elbows, especially with pitchers. You look at shoulders, different things that can happen. But I don't like when they say, hey, we're going for multiple opinions. Because to me, what that means is you ain't hear what you wanted to hear the first time.
Right.
So that's why you're going to find a doctor.
Nobody gets a second opinion on good news.
No.
you are healthy. I don't want somebody else to tell me. There's no way in the world I could be healthy.
Got to be something wrong. This was one of the signings. And I know, you know, for some people it's going to kind of sound silly, but I was really excited to see how he fit into this bullpen.
Right.
Because, like, we had a caller yesterday that brought up the Kansas City Royals. There was nothing special about that team except the bullpen.
That's
their
it.
Starting pitching was okay. Their bullpen, when you got to Herrera and Wade Davis, and I'm leaving one out there.
Yeah, who Jeremy is Guthrie pitched a starter for them, man.
Yeah. And they would say, get to the fourth or fifth inning, and we've got the rest of the game locked down. And it was lights out. So, like, when you have the chance, you see Batista come back, and you can get excited about the way he threw. You can just get excited he's out there throwing. And then some of these other pieces, when you really look at the numbers of what, you know, guys like Keegan Aiken have done, I know people are down on CNL Perez, but I think there's some opportunities for this bullpen to be special this year. Maybe not as good as the Yankees, but I still think pretty good.
It's going to be real good.
Yankees bullpen is going to be outrageously good, in my opinion.
Yeah. And you look at the situation with the Baltimore Orioles and Kittredge. Do you think maybe at the age also 35 with a knee injury slower to heal?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not a good sign depending on the type of knee injury. Because like I don't want to speculate here, but I'm assuming if they didn't get the results that they were hoping for and getting a second opinion, that there might be something a little bit more significant here. We've seen this before with elbows and guys getting PRP injections. I don't know that that's something they can do with knees.
I'm more comfortable with him getting in his knee than a pitcher is his pitching arm.
Yeah, absolutely, because it never works out.
Yeah.
There's only one time it's worked out, and then you can even make the case that it didn't really work out because he eventually needed it. Right. You know, like
he pitched through the season, but he needed it.
Yeah.
And so, I, you know, if he has to have that on his knee, I'm okay with that. You know, and you pitch on a Monday and you're shut down to Wednesday, okay.
Yeah.
We're fine with that.
But
and
this,
to do that throughout the season until you ramp up late in the season and you really need them in the playoffs or something, then you just suck it up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good shot.
This is the type of stuff I don't think, like, when we start talking about the injuries, obviously you don't hear Gunner, Westberg. I don't want to hear Kittredge either. You don't want to hear anybody getting hurt. But when it happens in spring training, you're like, man, we didn't even get a chance to see him in the regular season. I don't know why it means so much more to me, like getting hurt at practice or getting hurt in a real game, why it's different to me. But like, I look at these situations and go, this could be the type of thing that could sink an entire season. But ultimately with the Orioles, I don't think it would sink them. I think it might force their hand maybe to trade somebody they didn't want to trade.
I think going back to the hurt in the game and the practice, you put yourself in as a player. I mean, you don't want to ever get hurt. But if you're going to get hurt, you want it to be in a game. Well,
how many times have we talked about getting hurt in a meaningless game?
Yeah.
Especially like training camp where we get into the preseason football and everybody's like, well, you got to practice. You got to go out there. Let him play two series.
Wasn't that preseason when J.K. Dobbins went down?
Yes.
Come on, man. Tell me he didn't wish that happened in game one, if it's going to happen.
Was he preseason or game one? Because I thought he got...
I thought it was preseason against the Commanders.
By the way, Rob, we might be talking about two separate times because he was hurt quite a bit.
Knee was preseason. You're talking about Achilles regular season.
Was that Raiders that he played?
I don't know the Achilles, but I think the preseason injury, I think, was against Washington.
Okay. But again, like, this is the stuff that you don't want to hear coming into the season. I've talked about this, too, when we talk about the Ravens and the past 2 years having the best team in football. One of the things that I keep bringing up is they've been relatively healthy across the board. And that's a scary proposition because at some point the other shoe drops. I mean, Cincinnati just went through it or was injury hell. But you're going to see this where if you get a ton of injuries at the same position or if you want to talk baseball at key positions, it's kind of tough to pick up the pieces.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. This is, you know, you're hearing these injuries with the Orioles early on and you think, well, if it's going to happen, let it happen now. As long as these aren't lingering injuries. And that's the thing that gets me. Knee, intercostal muscles, those are things that could linger for a little while.
Yeah. Again, like, I'd rather have a broken bone than have a severe muscular issue, whether you want to talk about a strain or a tear. I mean, a strain is a tear. It's just a smaller one. But when you get into the larger tears that go on, like, what do we say about hamstring injuries all the time? Take your damn time, because how many guys have come back and just, oh, there it is, thought they were fine, and then you're back on the IL, DL, whatever. with this knee injury, we have to wait and find out. And again, with the intercostal injury to Gunnar Henderson, you're just hoping it doesn't bleed into the season.
Oh my God, hamstring injuries! I had hamstring injuries all through college.
Can I tell you something?
Just, well, soreness. My right hamstring stayed sore. Jeremy, I would stretch. Imagine a 19-year-old kid having to stretch for 30 minutes. My leg muscles were just always tight, especially that right hamstring. Stephanie dealt with it. Same thing. Her leg muscles, extremely tight.
Well, I had two separate incidents because I've told people like my ankles, and I don't play anymore, so I don't even need to knock on wood. I've only had one ankle injury in my entire life, and I wore low tops playing basketball. Like my ankles, they bounce back. And the injury I had, I tore two ligaments in my ankle coming down on someone's foot like Kobe did.
Ooh.
And I had to crawl to my car. But that's not even like a traditional ankle injury. I mean, rolling it like, you know, so, and I've never had hamstring injuries.
Never had a knee injury.
Nope.
Never had a back injury.
Maybe I'll trade this back injury for some hamstring injuries and foot injuries and whatever else.
Never had knee or back injury.
Back is awful.
Naturally, you play long enough, you wake up, your back is sore, but that's muscular.
You know where my problems
are. Spinal. That's muscular. You know?
My problems are in my back and my neck. That's where I have my back and my neck. I have two herniated discs in my neck and four in my lower back.
Never any of that.
And they want to turn me into, they want to shove a gigantic pole up my rear end and make sure I'm turning like my dad. Hey, Joe, what? You got to turn your whole effing body.
When he asked that, did you say, that you want to use mine?
He said, I am delivered. I don't use mines no more.